Dictation for Dorothy, Dorothy Nicholson, Nicholson, January 2nd, 44. Address as a letter to Kaylin, Katelyn Geidman, Geipsintoday, 7751640. Dear Mrs. Geidman, a follow-up for Mrs. Nicholson. Who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit was November. Blood pressure has been running high in the 200s over 70s. She's doing a salt restriction. She has no associated symptoms of headaches, decreased mental status, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no nausea, vomiting, normal urination, no bowel problems, no gross edema, claudication symptoms. She denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, decongestants, coffee, or energy drinks. She is reliable in her blood pressure medications, Vasotec, HCTC, Norvasc. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is creatinine 1.5, previously 1.8. GFR 34, stage 3B, normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal nutrition, calcium phosphorus, anemia 10.8 with a normal white blood cell platelet, MCV of 91. Prior CT scan, no obstruction, no stones, no masses, simple cyst on the right kidney, no reported urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, appears to be stable, no indication for dialysis, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or balloon overload. Next number, severe systolic hypertension of the elderly. Maximal dose, ACE inhibitors, diuretics, Norvas, which are the three important top three classes of medications. I'm going to add hydralazine, a low dose, 10 milligrams. Twice a day, we will increase according to response. Our first goal is to bring it down to 160, eventually to 140, at some point less than 130. Next number, there is anemia with iron deficiency, ferritin down to 20, saturation 16%. She has never had a colonoscopy. No abdominal pain. She needs a hemocolchic stools and further testing according to results. Next number, normal B12 folic acid. Next number, minor hyperparathyroidism. At this moment, does not require treatment. Next number, low level of proteinuria, hematuria, but no nephrotic range. Next number, isolated elevation of Kappa, K-A-P-P-A, free light change, without evidence of monoclonal protein on immunofixation. I believe this is an incidental finder and not necessarily affecting kidney function. Anemia appears to be more iron deficiency, as indicated above. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.